This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Anytime a minister talks about a person's relationship with their earthly father and tries to make some connection to spiritual father, there are always, and there always will be, people who've got problems with that. Some of you had a father you never knew. Some of you may have had a father who left the family when you were young, maybe when you were an infant, maybe when you were a toddler, a small child. Some of you may have had an abusive father. Some of you may have had a father that was addicted to drugs or alcohol. Some of you may have had gone through some horror stories that I couldn't even mention from the pulpit. And so when you tell some people God is like your father, that doesn't ring true or resonate with some people. They say, tell me another story. Give me another analogy to relate to, because they can't relate to it. And here's what I tell people. Think of the most godly, most loving, most caring father that you can even imagine in your imagination for 1 second. Multiply that 1,000 times, and you still haven't begun to get a glimpse of what your heavenly father is like. This is not a parable about the son. It's a parable about the father. It really is. What I'd like to do is talk about the details of the story. In fact, I'm going to go through a little more detail than I actually did in first service, because we were pressed for time, about the story, and then share some principles with you. I want you to notice some things that when the son took off, he wanted everything that he had coming to him, which legally, when there's two sons in a family, do you remember this point I brought up in Jewish tradition? The older son got 2/3 of the estate. The younger son got 1/3. So the elder brother was in better shape financially. He was going to get 2/3. But the younger son came to his father and said, I want what's coming to me now. Just give it to me now. Give me 1/3 of your estate. He takes it. He goes off and he spends his money in what the King James Version says was riotous living. We don't use that phrase, but I'll tell you what people relate to. He spent it on wine, women, and song is what he did. It's not said, but I mean, I think it's understood. And you know what? People can go through a lot of money in a short period of time. Some of you have done that. You know exactly what it means. Annie and I knew a young man in Texas who went through tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in a period of months or maybe a year, and it was gone. So it can happen. People can go through a lot of money in a short period of time and then say, I don't have any left. And that's what happened to this younger son. He ends up feeding pigs, which is pretty humiliating for anybody today or then, especially then, to be feeding pigs, particularly if you're from a Jewish background, to have to be so low as to feed pigs. He longed for the food the pigs ate. And I want you to notice some details that I didn't share in the first service. When he came home, the father said, put the best robe and put it on him. That was a symbol of honor. When he said, put a ring on his finger, that was power of attorney. To have your father's ring meant you had the power of attorney. To have sandals was significant because servants wore no shoes. To have sandals meant you were a part of the family. And to bring the fattened calf and kill it was to celebrate. It was a celebratory meal that you had only on certain occasions. And that's what happened to this younger son. And the father said, this son was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, and now he's found.
This is Randy Snyder. We won't mention this again this week, but yesterday I left for Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. I left for Kerala, Southwest India, for opportunity to preach and teach in both places. I asked yesterday for your prayers and ask again today for prayers while I'm gone about 3 weeks on this mission trip to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and to Kerala, Southwest India. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.